Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. So, Jennifer, what does a person do for their soul? How do they strengthen their heart if they've been praying? And as you say, nothing's changed or it's gotten worse.
Yeah.
How can they remind themselves that still things are changing? They just can't see it.
Yeah. You have to know what you can't see. And so you have to nurture. Prayer is not just about whatever adversity has you in its grip right now. It's not just about that. So when you get your whole life focused on what your struggle is, you miss out on all the other things that God is doing. You stay in the Word and you let the living, present voice of the indwelling Holy Spirit speak that Word into your heart. The Scripture says faith comes by hearing, but it doesn't mean hearing with the appendages on the sides of your head. If that were the case, everyone who ever heard would have faith. But faith comes when the living, present Jesus speaks his word directly into your heart. It begins to transform you. You have to not accept and line yourself up and line your emotions up with the lie you're being fed by circumstances. Circumstances are telling you this lie. Nothing's changing. Everything's the same. Prayer isn't working. And there's a lot of empirical evidence to back that up. So you have to know what you can't see, and you have to not align your emotions with the lie. You have to align your emotions with the truth. And for a period of time, you do that sometimes with great difficulty and with great discipline and deliberate effort, and then the day comes when your emotions rest on truth. And it's not such a struggle anymore. And no matter what your eyes see, the eyes of your heart know something altogether different.
Okay, I'm going to repeat these things back because I think they're so important. You have to know what you cannot see. And when you get your whole life focused on your struggle, you miss out on everything God is doing in your life. And there does come a point when you're so acquainted with the truth that your emotions can actually rest on that truth. That is powerful stuff. But that doesn't come from a busy life scratching the surface and giving an occasional thought towards God's perspective on your life. This really comes, you know, Proverbs 9:10 says, knowing the Holy One results in understanding. God moves on prayer, but make the connection between our relationship with God and how He responds to our prayers.
Yes. And, you know, what prayer does is that it opens your life to what He's doing. And He has so much more to be able to pack into your life and into that circumstance and into that situation than we can possibly imagine. So the more we learn how to walk with our hearts wide open toward Him, again, not having our whole lives focused on an adversity. Let me take a little side trip here and say, I know that there are some people listening, there's some people who will be picking up this Bible study, that the kind of adversity you're in seems to absorb your life. It's huge. It's a crisis. It's breaking your heart. I know that. But still, it does not have to define every minute of your day. And one of the things that living a praying life in adversity is going to do is it's going to help you live that life fuller and live that life not completely absorbed by your adversity.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.